You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is making it official. At a press conference yesterday after the Fed's two-day meeting, Powell signaled that the Fed will start raising interest rates in March. Stocks fell on the news, even though it hardly came as a surprise. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was at the virtual press conference and joins me now. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Sabri. Yeah, the Fed has been telling us for months that the low interest rate party will not last forever, so the Fed will be raising rates to try to head off inflation. Higher rates make it harder for consumers and businesses to borrow money. They spend less, and that cools off the economy. But Powell also said this is a tricky economy, so the Fed will have to be nimble.
There's a case that for whatever reason, the economy slows more and inflation slows more than expected. We'll react to that. If instead we see inflation at a higher level or a more persistent level, then we'll react to that.
And stock markets did not like this one bit. Why do investors care so much about interest rate hikes?
Well, higher interest rates can make stocks less attractive. And that's because if rates go up, you can get a decent return with safer investments like bonds. So why buy risky stocks? Also, investors really don't like uncertainty. And Powell is saying, we're not sure exactly what inflation will do and we'll roll with the punches. Investors like things to be more stable and predictable.
Now, what about all the bonds that the Fed bought to stabilize the economy during the pandemic?
Well, the Fed has started tapering off that bond buying. Powell says it'll stop buying bonds altogether by March. And he was pretty firm about that and also about the interest rate increases. He says the economy is very different now than it was the last time. There was a series of very gradual rate hikes in 2015. Powell says this time the Fed has quite a bit of room to raise interest rates without threatening the job market or slowing the economy's recovery.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.